Talking about how she can make it right, yeah.
Al Green defined the sound of intimacy and romance in the 70s, but at the height of his popularity, he focused his skills on praising the Lord. While Green still sings God's praises, his latest album is a throwback to his classic pop sound. Music journalist Ashley Kahn visited the Reverend Green at his church in Memphis and has this profile.
Nearly 30 people have gathered for Reverend Al Green's weekly Bible study at the Full Gospel Tabernacle Church in Memphis.
And when the wheel moves, the spirit moves. Yes.
Tonight's text is from the book of Jeremiah, the story of a messenger who struggles to deliver God's word. It's a fitting subject for Al Green, for in a way, it's his story as well. In the early 70s, the smooth, gospel-trained voice of Al Green delivered hit after mood-setting hit. Let's Stay Together. I'm Still in Love with You. Tired of Being Alone.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of being alone. Won't you help me, girl, soon as you can?
Green's songs not only inspired a generation, but helped create the next one.
People show me little pictures. I said, okay, what's that about? Well, it's because of one of your songs. Beautiful little kid, right? Love and happiness. Yeah.
Green's impact was influential and lasting, as soul music scholars are quick to point out. Author and music journalist Robert Gordon.
Al Green preceded the later sort of bedroom soul singers like Isaac Hayes and Barry White, and came at it with a more candlelit approach. Al Green's voice is so fine, it's like silk.
The sexual charge in Green's music was reflected in his own superstar life, one filled with youthful temptation.
18 years old, running in the Holiday Inn, kissing and, you know, little naughty little things at 19, 20. All these, the sins of our youth.
But by 1979, Green had chosen a new path, following the call of a higher power.
Jesus is waiting. Yeah, Jesus is waiting.
He founded a church in Memphis, took on the title of Reverend, and chose to sing only gospel music.
All these record companies and these sponsors, you know, saying, Al Green got what? He found who?
Thank God Almighty. Free at last.
Green stopped singing pop music, except for the occasional oldie, but always with a thank you, Jesus, added to the lyric. Generally, he kept to the view that a true servant of the Lord should not be singing about romantic love or physical passion, as he preached in the 1983 film The Gospel According to Al Green.
If I'm gonna sing blues, then come on, let me sing the blues. If I ain't, let me sing my gospel. Whatever going, but don't try to mix them all together and try to fool the Lord and the devil.
Now, 20 years later, the Reverend has learned to balance God's work with his own God-given talent.
I can't stop my
This is the sound and the message of Al Green's new secular album, I Can't Stop.
It's coming to the wisdom and knowledge that God created everything. Spiritual things are spiritual things, carnal things are carnal things, but God made both of them.
I Can't Stop marks Green's return to the same Memphis studio in which he crafted his trademark sound in the 70s, reuniting with his longtime producer, Willie Mitchell. It's also received favorable reviews, and most surprising, none of the album's songs addresses Jesus or the Lord.
Every night is true. My problem.
Is Again, author Robert Gordon.
So many of the sounds and songs evoke classic Al, but thing doesn't feel like, you know, reheated leftovers. It's very fresh, but fully evoking a period of the past. Every night it's true.
With the logic of experience, Green now says his music has always been about love. Not the one night kind, but the love that brings and keeps two people together. If I had to do it all over, I would still do you. Call it the family values of soul.
I was having to answer a question for the churches that heard my release copy, and they said to me, well, Reverend, how should we receive this album, this secular album that you put out here? And I said, well, everybody in this room got here some kind of way. And it wasn't all just holding hands.
In Memphis, the Reverend continues to lead his congregation in song and prayer. On the music scene, Al Green, the soul singer, is back.
Ashley Kahn is the author of the book A Love Supreme. Al Green's new album is called I Can't Stop. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.